Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, left with no alternative to bail himself out of contempt proceedings, Congress President Rahul Gandhi on Wednesday tendered his unconditional apology to the Supreme Court for attributing the Chowkidar Chor Hai Jibe to the top court in the Rafale case. In his second affidavit, Rahul Gandhi said that the deponent further states that any such attributions were entirely unintentional, non-willful and inadvertent. However, this will not spell the end of the Congress chief's troubles, as the Supreme Court today is slated to hear a plea to debar Gandhi from contesting polls on account of him allegedly acquiring British nationality. Now, the complainant in the case had produced purported copies of a certificate of incorporation of a UK-registered company in which the Congress leader is slated to be a British national. Controversy over Prime Minister Narendra Modi's comment on Rajiv Gandhi yet to die down, with PM Modi targeting the former Prime Minister again at a rally in Delhi yesterday. Modi said that Rajiv Gandhi and his family were sent for a vacation on board the Navy's INS Virat, contending that it had compromised national security. Now, the Prime Minister has been under intense criticism over his comments that Rajiv Gandhi died as a Bhrashtachari or corrupt number one. Most opposition leaders have condemned the statements, saying it was inappropriate of a Prime Minister to make such statements about a deceased predecessor who had been assassinated by terrorists. Now, this happens after Modi had dared the Congress to contest the final rounds of the national election on Rajiv Gandhi's image. While campaigning in Delhi yesterday, Priyanka Gandhi retorted to this and said that a Delhi girl is openly challenging you to contest the last two phases on Notbandi, GST, women's safety and unfulfilled promises to the youth. Now, Priyanka Gandhi sat on top of a slow-moving minibus along with former Chief Minister Sheila Dixit as she campaigned for the first time in Delhi since she joined politics in January. She held roadshows to campaign for two candidates, including Dixit, who is contesting from Northeast Delhi, and boxer Vijender Singh, the Congress candidate from South Delhi. Now, another setback awaited the Congress yesterday after the Supreme Court asserted that it cannot go into the merits of the clean sheets given by the Election Commission to Narendra Modi and BJP Chief Amit Shah, and dismissed a plea moved by the party MP Sushmita Dev. This, the top court said, was because the petition filed by Dev was against the inaction of the EC in dealing with the complaints of alleged violation of Model Code of Conduct by Modi and Shah in their election speeches. Since the poll panel has decided on the complaints now, the court said that the plea has come infructuous and asked her to file a fresh petition. It's important to note that the EC till now has disposed of 9 complaints against the Prime Minister, the latest of course being over a statement against Rajiv Gandhi that has, as we're discussing, triggered a political storm. Right, moving on, a court in the United Kingdom on Wednesday again denied bail to diamond merchant Nirav Modi, having earlier twice rejected the plea. Modi is the main accused in the Punjab National fraud and money laundering case, amounting to an estimated $2 billion. He is now fighting an extradition case in connection to the scam and is currently lodged at the Her Majesty's prison, Wandsworth, where he can hold sessions with his legal team to deliberate on the course of his extradition proceedings. Another major global development after US President Donald Trump said on Wednesday that he would be happy to keep tariffs on Chinese imports, prompting Beijing to threaten retaliation as the world's two largest economies prepare to resume talks to end a trade war that has roiled global supply chains and financial markets. The US and China have locked horns over trade since last year when the Trump administration slapped levies of billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods and demanded the Asian nation adopt policy changes that would, among other things, make China's market more accessible to US companies. This time, Beijing has responded in kind with its own tariffs on a range of US goods, including soybean and pork products. Although expectations have mounted that the two sides appear to be nearing a deal, relations have soured once again in recent days. Right, that's all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you as always. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak and continue to follow the website news18.com for more updates. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.